unit, U.S. News Headline Langston, right here at evening's headlines. U.S. and British soldiers come forth with more testimony on abuse of Iraqi prisoners. And U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld faces tough, angry questions from lawmakers over the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal. U.S. and British soldiers have come forth with yet further testimony on the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. Three U.S. military policemen who served at Baghdad's Abu Ghraib prison say they witnessed unreported cases of prisoner abuse and that the practice against Iraqis was commonplace, that beatings occurred all the time. Sergeant Mike Singer of the Army National Guard's 870th Military Police Company, based in the San Francisco Bay Area, stated in an interview with Reuters after returning to California from Iraq, "I saw beatings all the time." Although public attention is focused on the dehumanizing photos, some members of the 870th MP unit say the faces in those images were not the only ones engaged in cruel behavior. Sender and fellow military policemen Ramon Leal and Dave Bishop said they saw hooded prisoners with racial taunts written on the hoods, such as "Camel Jockey." At the same time, British military chiefs were confronted Thursday evening with further damaging allegations when a soldier known as Only Soldier C came forward with more revelations of savage beatings of Iraqi prisoners by his colleagues. Soldier C became the third to contact the Daily Mirror newspaper with allegations of abuse by British troops, describing the demolished faces of the Iraqis following what he called appalling beatings. He said officers were also to blame, and he's prepared to name those he accuses. He said there were about 100 British soldiers involved in the abuse. The Mirror has handed 20 photos to the military police officers who are investigating the claims. Back in Washington, meanwhile, the abuse scandal unleashed Thursday in a Times bitterly partisan review of the Bush administration's policies in Iraq and the war on terror. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy, one of the most outspoken opponents of the war, said the abuse reports strike at the heart of the moral argument for the administration's war in Iraq, that the president has failed the Iraqi people and has failed America and has presided over America's deepest and deepest fall from grace in U.S. history.